You are listening to a Banzai Retro Club podcast. Language and topics may not always be appropriate for younger listeners. Press 1 for a groovy topic from the 1970s. Press 2 for an awesome topic from the 1980s. Or press 3 for a slamming topic from the 1990s. Please choose now. Too late. We have made your selection for you. Let's start the show.
Oh man. What time is it? 9:25. Hold this thought just for a second.
Okay.
Hold it. Hold on.
Holding. Ooh, I know what I can do while I'm holding.
Hair pie.
Hair pie? What about hair pie?
What are you playing? Playing, is that...
You don't...
The Space Invaders?
No, it's not Space Invaders. Come on, you know better than that. Galaga.
Oh, Galaga.
I got the mini Galaga game right here on my desk.
Well, that's right. Yeah, I remember you mentioned that. I couldn't remember if it was Space Invaders or Galaga that you got.
I could actually talk and still, like, play. That's pretty cool. Look at this.
Impressive.
I can have a conversation and not die. Ooh, I can get captured. Oh, I got captured.
Nice.
Fighters captured. Love the sound effects. All right, I'll turn this off. All right. You're it? Oh, we're continuing. Okay.
One more, yeah.
We're doing one more. You know what? Just for the sake of just saying I did. Still recording. Good. All right.
Okay.
I just gotta be sure. That would suck if I was not.
You're gonna have to go back and listen to all of this and find where the stops were.
That's okay. I can deal with it.
This is 80-something podcast.
I don't think there's anybody back there.
You or any of your family ever seen a spook, specter, or ghost?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute. Pick up your phone and call the professionals. Ghostbusters. Our courteous and efficient staff is on call 24 hours a day to serve all your supernatural elimination needs.
We're ready to believe you.
And now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe.
It to each other. And party on, dudes!
Alright, this is Banzai Retro Club. Can you dig it? I am Dave. Online, I've got Scott.
Hey.
And you know what we're doing? Scott, you know what we're going to talk about?
What?
We are going to continue our discussion of the essential 1980s movies.
Awesome.
You know what number we're on?
126?
124.
25. 24, wow.
24. We are zooming right through.
Yeah.
So this got released in 1984. It's Revenge of the Nerds. With just very iconic characters, Robert Carradine, Anthony Edwards, Ted McKinley, and Bernie Casey.
Star Wars, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, The Sound of Music. In the tradition of these great films about fighting back against the odds, 20th Century Fox presents another milestone in motion picture history. Revenge of the Nerds.
Nerds!
Nerds.
Nerds!
Nerds! What is a nerd?
They've been laughed at. picked on.
There's a roommate, pal!
And put down.
I'm not kissing a nerd.
They don't have the moves. Or the muscle.
You know karate?
No.
Good.
But they've got the brains.
I know what we're gonna do.
It's time for the odd to get even.
Their action tonight demands an immediate retaliation.
How many cameras do we have left?
This should do it.
Oh, here she comes.
Go up, go up.
Oh, no. Oh!
That nerd saw me naked.
Nerd! Are all nerds as good as you?
Revenge of the Nerds. Their time has come.
I drink to that.
I love this movie. I am such a big fan of this movie. And I've seen it multiple times. Probably know way too many quotes from it. So I'm going to have no problem whatsoever kind of regurgitating different like thoughts on this movie. And I think the reason why it resonated so much is because I had always been that kind of guy. I'd always been a nerdy guy in high school. So to have this movie get released in that high school time frame of my mind, you know, it, you know, was them striking back and, you know, fighting back and, you know, I guess, you know, saying, you know, it's not okay to pick on me kind of a thing. And it's not like it was ever anything that happened to me in real life, but it was like one of those things where growing up as kind of the introverted nerd guy, I didn't really always felt like I was completely connected with all the people that played the lost sports and things like that. And it wasn't that they ever picked on me. It just felt that I didn't have that kind of connection. And this movie made it feel like that, you know, it was okay to be me. So I've always loved that movie, that the message of the movie, besides all the great fun parts of it, you know, that I can just totally geek out on, but I want to get your thoughts. So Revenge of the Nerds, was that something that you watched often?
I've seen this several times.
Of course.
Love it. Love this movie. Too funny. Relatable in a sense, because I was kind of borderline, like what you consider nerd. I wasn't full on nerd like some of these guys, the way they portrayed the stereotypes, a little extreme, of course.
Right.
But I was into the computers and I loved, you know, the computer games and like, when, Anthony Edwards or Gilbert was working on the computer and he made, you know, he programmed it to go over and kiss the girl who was, somebody that we had talked about in the past, Michelle Merrick, as Judy. And it was relatable on that level for some of us that were not the sportos or the, you know, the jocks.
Right.
We were not the cool kids.
Right.
So yeah, it was fun in that sense. And this just got such a great lineup of a movie too. Curtis Armstrong, Booger.
Oh, he was awesome.
Yeah.
Loved Booger. And
there's just a lot of great moments in this movie too.
Yeah, and Ted McGinley was just an awesome friggin' jerk, you know.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And he'd been that in a couple movies.
Right.
Back in the day. I did see him in something more recently in like I think it was released in the mid to late 2000s, early, you know, the 2000s. Not the teens, not the two teens.
Yeah.
So hard to two odds. Sorry.
Two odds.
Two odds.
Yeah.
I think it was a Christmas movie and he played like a good guy. So it was like, I'm watching him going, wow, that's really weird. He's playing like a good guy. Cause I hadn't seen him in anything else in a long time. And those were always, you know, he's kind of, you know, he was the, Johnny from, he wasn't Johnny, but he was the Johnny type from The Karate Kid.
Yeah. It makes me wonder, was William Zaka like busy? Like, he wasn't
I know, yeah, he could have played this role.
He totally could have.
He could have done that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, he was a bully in every other movie. Why not this one?
Although, I did like Stan, or Ted McGinley in, what was the TV show?
Oh, Married with Children.
Yeah, Married with Children. Yep. Thank you. He was funny as the husband, the neighbors in that. And he wasn't the bully.
Right.
He was just goofy neighbor. So anyway, this movie, I love it. Love it.
I think if there was probably one of the nerds that I related to the most, or I was probably the most like, it probably would have been Anthony Edwards' character.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, just because he seemed to be the most level-headed of the group. Mm-hmm. And then you somehow become kind of the leader of sorts, even though that's not exactly what you may have been thinking that of yourself in that capacity. Right. I mean, that kind of happened to me in nowhere near this kind of format, but when I was in high school, I was in the chess team, and, one year I got elected as the, everybody voted and I was the chess captain,
Nice.
Yeah. So, it's like one of those things where you don't see yourself in that leadership type role, but then when you get kind of put into it, you're like, okay, that's what I'll do. That's what they want. That's what I'll do.
Yeah. That's the character that I think I related to the most also. Lewis or Robert Carradine.
Yeah.
Was a little too optimistic from the get-go,
right?
In my opinion, like he was—I don't know. Anthony Edwards' character Gilbert was a little more closer to reality with a lot of the other people,
right?
Like the norm versus the nerds,
right?
Closer to it, but not quite. But I definitely related to Gilbert the most.
What'd you think about Lamar?
Lamar was funny. And it would be, it'd be interesting to see what the take would be in today's, politically correct world,
You don't think that they would have somebody that flamboyant then on?
I don't know. They might go completely over the top.
Right.
They could take it even further than what they were, I think this was suggested and not so much, although at the party.
Well, when he took that balloon and he put it in his mouth.
Yeah, that was pretty suggestive.
Right.
it was funny. And who was it that designed the javelin with his limp-wristed throwing style?
Oh, Wormser.
Wormser,
yeah.
Yeah, he designed it with his limp-wristed throwing style in mind.
Yeah, what do they call him? Master of aerodynamics or something like that?
Yeah.
And you've got to. It's funny that the different challenges that they had at the Greek festival. Mm-hmm. The competitions, and it was totally them outsmarting the competition on the things that they could outsmart them for. Yes. You had things like, they were giving him the drugs so that when they had to chug a beer, he wasn't getting that drunk. He was still getting drunk, but not that drunk.
Right.
And it was just, playing within the rules of the game, but not, or
having a picture of the naked girl at the bottom of the pie.
Yeah, for the
underneath the pie, right. Pie eating contest.
Yeah.
And then the creme de la creme, though, is the music competition.
And it's like have you seen a lot of the sequels to this? To Revenge of the Nerds?
I remember seeing the second one maybe once.
I think that was the one where they were
Nerds in Paradise.
Okay. Yeah. And they did that same kind of thing where they had a performance.
Yeah, that was just awesome. I love that.
Yeah.
Point, with Poindexter and his
spiked hair.
Yeah, and spiked the Statue of Liberty hair.
Yeah.
And the leather outfit, and he's just jamming on his violin.
What was this? What was Poindexter? What was it? What the actor?
Timothy Busfield. When he went on to be in what? I think it was 30 something.
I had loved him in West Wing.
West Wing? Was West Wing?
He was in West Wing as a reporter.
Wasn't he in 30 something too?
I think so. Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was.
Yep, 30 something.
I didn't look it up, but I'm almost. Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was 30 something.
He's a great actor.
Yeah, I like him a lot.
Yeah,
and you know, this is his early, the beginning of his career, really.
Yeah.
And then of course, you got Booger. And then the whole with the music, still talking about the music, you got Lamar doing this like little rap thing going on.
Yeah.
It was fun.
It was completely
and interesting. And I loved it. Loved it.
Yeah. I was just trying to, where was I going to?
Oh, I know where you're going to go with it.
Where was I going to go?
The speech.
No. It was.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God. I had a thought, but then it escapes me now. Oh well. But no, I mean, you're right. The speech, though, I mean, that was iconic in its own sense, you know, where, you know, Anthony Edwards got very passionate there and, you know, talking to, you know, all the alumni and everything like that, and making it a point where he wanted to get in front and tell everybody that the Alpha Betas had ruined their house, you know, and ask the question, well, why did that happen? And then, you know, Robert Carradine, you know, came in and, you know, well, we, you know, if you felt like a geek or a nerd, you know, come join us, you know, because we're, you know, sending a message to the beautiful people.
I just wanted to say that I'm a nerd. And I'm here tonight to stand up for the rights of other nerds. I mean, all our lives, we've been laughed at and made to feel inferior. And tonight, those bastards, they trashed our house. Why? Because we're smart? Because we look different? Well, we're not. I'm a nerd, and I'm pretty proud of it.
Hi, Gilbert.
I'm a nerd, too. I just found that out tonight. We have news for the beautiful people. There's a lot more of us than are of you. I know there's alumni here tonight. When you went to Adams, you might have been called a spaz, or a dork, or a geek. Any of you that have ever felt stepped on, left out, picked on, put down, whether you think you're a nerd or not, why don't you just come down here and join us, okay? Come on.
Hi, Betty.
Hi.
Just join us, because,
Hi.
No one's really going to be free until nerd persecution ends.
Coach, I think I'm going to let these boys live over at the Alpha Beta house while you and your boys rebuild theirs.
And where the hell are we going to live?
Yeah, what about us, huh?
Your jocks. Go live in the gym.
And Oh, yeah, that's where I was going with that. Robert Carradine and Booger. What's his name?
Curtis Armstrong. Curtis Armstrong.
Yeah, they both host a reality TV show now. Or actually they did. I don't know if it's still on or not. Called King of the Nerds.
What?
And it's a reality-based competition where there's a bunch of younger, nerdy-type people, and they have different things that they – competition that they go through. And then at the end of it, the person that's still standing, that hasn't been, you know, voted out, is the King of the Nerds. So I know I've seen at least two seasons of it. I'm not sure if they've had any more since. But, yeah, Robert Carradine and Booger, you know, Curtis Armstrong, they still holding, you know, that whole nerdy kind of a thing, you know, even to this day because of that, you know, those reality TV shows.
That'd be fun to look up. I might have to check into that one.
Yeah. I forget what channel it was on. Might have been Sci-Fi. I might actually Google that. Let me see if I can.
No, really? A Sci-Fi channel?
King
bunch of nerds.
The Nerds. Season 1. Oh, it was on TBS.
I wonder if it's available for anything else.
It was 2013. Robert Carradine, Curtis Armstrong, host.
Oh, it's on Prime.
Well, there you go.
I wonder if it's on, if you have to pay for it, though.
I wonder if they stopped it. There's something about season forecasting. I don't know about that. Well, anyway, I'm going way off base here.
Tangent.
Yep.
Oh, who's on the tangent now?
Yeah, I know. Well, King of the Nerds is close because it's, you know, by proxy, you know,
they were both in it, both, and yeah. It got the name Nerds in it.
Exactly. So,
okay.
It's a close tangent. Anything else with Revenge of the Nerds? Want to talk about the great Bernie Casey?
Oh, it was good to see him on there though.
Yeah.
As the, was it Lambda president, I guess?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, that was – now Bernie Casey goes back a long ways too. He's been a lot of stuff.
He's a great actor.
Back from the 70s. Yeah. You know what? One of my favorite scenes in that movie though was the party.
pre-smoking pot, yeah. Or post?
Oh, both.
Okay.
Definitely both. Like the pre-pot was – it was so funny because – you know, nothing's going on, and Michelle Marink, sorry, it was Michelle, right?
Yeah.
Michelle Marink has the accordion. Yep. She's out there. So you gotta be me. Be me, and she's all awkward and trying to hit the keys, right? Yeah, and then when they start smoking pot, it kicks it up a notch.
Yeah.
And then one of the girls, I can't remember who it was, but. You know, one of the, what are they called? The pigs?
No, the Omega Moose.
Omega Moose, that's what it was, cows. Mm-hmm. Omega Moose. One of them is sitting next to Poindexter and just grabs his crotch and goes, do you want to fuck or what? I'm going, what? It was so bizarre. I'm like, are you kidding me?
That was after everybody was getting high, definitely.
Yeah, everybody was loaded at that point. Yeah. Yeah, good time.
I'm just wondering why did it take so long for Booger to, you know, present that idea? Why didn't he like bring that up earlier?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was he's just waiting for timing. I don't know.
Yeah,
I figured
if I would have had three big joints like he had in his jacket, I would have. That would have like been like, you know, screw it. I need to do this now. I'm not waiting.
Yeah. And then, of course, you know, UN jumped right in. He was smoking pot, too. That was awesome.
Was he?
Yeah.
I remember his
maybe it was just his assistant or whatever.
Yeah, his assistant was.
I could have sworn he was, too, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, I don't remember that. I don't remember him doing it, but I remember him just kind of being, you know, just standing there, and, you know, I think he was kind of having a little bit of fun, but he didn't, like, really show it. And then he wasn't really giving the nerds kind of their due diligence until he found out that they had gotten even with the jocks and the cheerleaders. Yeah. Yeah, great movie. Love this movie.
I could actually, if I came across it on like Netflix or something, that, you know, or Amazon or something, if it was one of the, you know, the free ones to watch or whatever.
Yeah.
I might actually keep it on for a little bit.
Oh, I would too. Yeah. I would definitely.
If I was skimming through, I'd be like, oh, here we go. Revenge of the Nerds. Got to turn on a little bit of that.
Yep.
I could definitely watch part of it again.
It's been, in honesty, I think it's been so long since I've seen the beginning of this movie. I always seem to catch it kind of like midstream.
Okay, so in the beginning, Gilbert and Lewis are talking about going to college.
Right.
And they get in the car with their dad, who is... Oh, God, what is that guy's name? He was... Oh my gosh, it's gonna drive me nuts now.
I'm not looking it up.
And he's so far down the list too, because he played such a small role.
No, I remember that. I remember when they're in the car and they're going through the, you know, he got the cruise control set at like something like 35. Yeah.
35.
And you know,
the old cruise control set at 35.
And they're figuring out, you know, bathroom breaks and, you know, how many times that they're going to. You know, how many potential stops they might have.
James Cromwell.
Oh, Cromwell. Okay. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Am I right?
I think so. I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
James Cromwell.
Yep. But no, I mean, I remember the beginning of it. I'm just saying that it's been a long time since I've seen the beginning of it.
Okay.
And I remember, like, you know, Anthony Edwards was laying in bed and, like, fully dressed. And then, like, you know, Lewis ripped the blankets off of him and... You know, he was fully dressed, mm-hmm. and they started the nerd laugh, you know.
Such a good movie.
So, I mean, I remember it vividly. I just don't recall.
And this is number what, 124 or 123?
This is 124.
124. Way too far down on the list.
I think this would have definitely should have been way up higher. Like, in, you know, we should not have gotten this until we passed 100.
No, it should. I would have to say it's like top 75, top 50.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there.
I agree.
For essential 80s movies, absolutely.
Yeah, this is a little bit too far down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm dying to see what happens as you progress through the list.
Yeah, we time will tell. Time will tell.
You know, whether I'm part of those shows or not. You know, whichever episodes, but
yeah, and
I'm dying to see what's at the top of the list. I'm not gonna look it up.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, I started the journey of this because I thought, you know, it'd be fun just to, you know, if I have a free afternoon or a free day or whatever, and I could just, you know, put together a quick few of these episodes, and you know, as I've done already, and I'm still going to do that. I just haven't gotten around to it. And actually, today would have been a great friggin' day to do that, because we did nothing today.
Did you really?
Oh, it was fantastic. It was a beautiful day to do nothing, because it's mid-April, and it's snowing in Illinois. And it was just kind of like, well, we want to do this, we want to do that, but like, I don't want to deal with the snow. So, we didn't do anything, and we ended up watching a few shows on the DVR.
Oh, yeah, what'd you watch?
There's a TV show called Whiskey Cavalier that we fell behind on. We had like four episodes on the DVR, so we watched two of those today.
Mm-hmm.
And we're caught up with Survivor finally. So outside of that, we did watch the Infinity War from Avengers.
Okay.
Kind of prepping ourselves for Endgame.
Yeah.
You know, because we had seen it before, but we wanted to just reassociate ourselves with kind of the everything that happened. So it's a little fresher in the memory.
Yeah.
I should have watched Temple of Doom, but I did not.
Yeah, I started it this morning, but I didn't. I got distracted and couldn't. I actually started it like a week ago, and you know, before I go to sleep at night, like I said before in another previous show, Chrissy can just like close her eyes and go to sleep, where I have to like zone out for a little bit. So
right.
I'll put something on like that. So I watched like the first 15 or 20 minutes of it. I'm maybe 25, 30 minutes into it altogether. So we'll catch up on the Temple of Doom.
Yeah.
Since I don't think it's in the essential 140. Have you seen it on the list?
I don't recall it being in there. But okay. It's been a while since I scrolled down.
I'm guessing the Raiders of the Lost Ark is probably on the list somewhere. So we may be able to just like, you know, breeze through that one because we already did that. No, but I want to tell you what we're binge watching right now is Santa Clarita Diet.
Is that good?
It's actually pretty entertaining. It's pretty funny. Yeah. Do you know what it's about?
I thought I did. I thought it had something to do with somebody killing other people.
It is. They do kill other people. Yes.
Right.
But it's a comedy. It's full on comedy. It's a zombie comedy.
Okay.
So Drew Barrymore and what is his name? I can never remember the guy's name. Timothy Elephant.
Okay.
Can't say his last name. So Drew Barrymore, I won't give away the how this happens, but she dies. Okay.
By the way, Temple of Doom does come up in the list.
Oh, okay. So she dies and becomes undead. So she comes back to life as an undead, but she feels like she's normal, except she needs to eat human flesh. So they end up having to kill these people, and it's kind of like a Dexter thing where they only kill bad people.
Okay.
So for her to eat, because she needs to eat.
Interesting.
Humans.
Okay.
So yeah, it's a trip, man. It's pretty funny. I like it. I think there's three seasons right now. We're about halfway through the second season, and they did another season recently that is being released. Oh, that just came out. Maybe that was the third season. I don't know.
I guess the show that I'm like.
It's funny.
That's like the one that I'm watching, like kind of on my own, is Sabrina.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Going back a little bit. All right.
No, I mean, this is the one that's on Netflix. There is a recent one.
Oh, it's a couple years though, right?
I think so.
Couple seasons now?
I think there's only two seasons out, actually.
Hmm. Okay.
Well, I'm still working. I'm about halfway through the first season.
I see.
Yeah. And that's just because the young actress that plays her was in Mad Men, and so I just was like, oh, I'm curious.
Oh, it's his daughter, yeah. Right? It was what's the guy's name?
I forget.
Johnson.
Was it Don Johnson?
Don Fielder. No. Don Draper.
There you go. Yeah, his daughter.
Don Draper.
Right.
Yeah.
And she's really good as an actress.
Yeah, good actress. Yeah. Good little actress.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So I was curious to see, you know, how well she would do in a different role from Mad Men, and I'm impressed by her. She can definitely, you know, carry the show.
Very cool.
All right, so...
and this, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's a spin on Bewitched, right?
No. Sabrina was from Archie Comics.
Oh, that's Sabrina.
Yeah.
So not Sabrina the Witch.
Well, I mean, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, but, I mean, I think you're thinking of... Was Sabrina in Bewitched?
Yes, that was her name.
Okay. I have no idea if Bewitched is tied to Archie Comics at all.
That's good trivia right there, man.
Yeah. But anyway, to wrap up our discussion of Revenge of the Nerds, we went a little bit off base. We actually went completely off base. But at least, you know, maybe as a listener, you understand what Scott and I are watching on our free time, which is always fun.
I was wrong. It's not Sabrina. It's Samantha.
Samantha. There you go.
All right.
Yep.
My mistake.
But I'm
not as big of a nerd as I thought I was.
But I think Samantha had a daughter, though. And I'm just...
Yeah, she was. Her daughter was Sabrina, right?
That's what I was thinking.
That's why
I could be wrong. I don't know. It's been a long time since I've watched Bewitched. Anyway, so discussion for Revenge of the Nerds. We appreciate you tuning in. And we have a website out there, Banzai Retro Club, BANZAI. Go to that and leave us a voicemail if you can. And then also check out our links to social media for Tumblr, Twitter, all that kind of good jazz, Facebook. Follow us, please. So with that, have a good whatever and be excellent to each other. Bye-bye.
Later.
This has been a Banzai Retro Club production.
Banzai, Daniel-san!
Hey, Banzai!
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 All right, so I was scrolling down, and I am not ready for... Oh, no, I remember what was next. The next episode is we're going to be talking about a Ron Howard movie that had Val Kilmer and a little person.
Oh, Willow.
Very good. I don't know. It's correct terminology. I mean, it's Warwick Davis, who's a fantastic actor. But is it little person or?
I thought they were dwarves.
I don't know what the political correct term is.
I don't know either. They're small.
Yeah, I might have to figure that one out. Anyway, so very cool. So that was four, right? That we did.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah, I was going to say something else. I forgot what it was though. Damn it.
Yeah, I think Revenge of the Nerds, we tangented a lot there.
Oh, a little bit.
Yeah.